Okay. One moment here.
Yeah. Hey, Wayne. Thanks for holding. My name is Britt, and I'm one of the specialists in the department that handles pricing for your area. How are you?
Right.
Good. Good to hear. Sorry, did you say something?
No, go ahead.
Oh, okay, yeah. I see that you were speaking there with Dan. Just wanted to see if you had any questions about the program aside from pricing.
Well, the program is, I got on the first page of Google. Is it on the maps page, or what page did that go on?
Yes. Yeah. So it's going to be the map section, the local optimization. So it'll be the map with the little pinpoints that you normally see on the first page.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Also with that, we like to get you on the top 5 directories that are the most popular directories in your area. And if we're looking in the Jupiter, Jupiter, Florida and surrounding areas, then that's going to be Google, Facebook, Yelp, Bing, and then also Apple with Safari. So we'd like to get you on those directories as well on the front page.
You said it was Google, Facebook,
Yelp,
Apple,
Yelp, and Bing.
What's that?
Bing is it is another search engine very similar to have Firefox or even Google itself. It's like that. It's just another search engine.
How do you spell?
B-I-N-G.
Oh, Bing. Okay,
Bing.
I got it now.
Never mind.
I'm familiar. Okay. For some reason, I'm on my cell phone. It sounded like Bing or something. I'm like, what?
Oh, yeah. I'm not sure.
For some reason, it was kind of muffled. I said, Bing? I'm like, I don't know of any Bing. Bing, I'm the first. I'm like, yes.
Okay.
So I put you get put on all those search engines too.
Correct.
What you're saying.
Yeah.
Those okay.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. I have one other guy myself. I got 40 some odd years of experience. We're probably got almost close to 75 by now. Between him and I.
Wow.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. I'm the old man. He calls me the mature.
I like that.
Man. He goes, no, you're not. Don't say old man. You're the mature man, okay?
That's it. Yeah, mature. Very wise.
Hey, well, the thing of it is, here's the thing. I mean, we're all in business facing rising costs, whatever. Okay?
Sure.
So my focus is to getting the repairing refrigerators. Okay? We want to focus on that because there's more money in repairing that. Okay?
Okay.
What happens when the economy starts slowing down? Everybody starts knowing how to fix washers and dryers and, that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? It's, that stuff, I'm probably oversimplifying, but it's pretty simple. You know, you don't have to have much of experience. Refrigerators, you got to understand something. It's like being air conditioning for your house. Not everybody can do it.
Sure.
So, and there's a big shortage of that being experienced people because I'm an authorized service center for LG and they're always crying that I don't take on more work and I don't want to. Okay. Simple as that.
Okay.
Not with them anyway. But they're having a hell of a time finding qualified technicians to fix refrigerators in simple words. So.
Okay.
So I Dave and I have talked about this and he does everything and I told him, and then he complains about the bottom line. And I said, the bottom line is we're fixing, looks like McDonald's hamburgers, We got to move up.
No,
things that are more, cost more money. People spend $3,000, $5,000, $10,000, $15,000, $18,000 on these refrigerators being filled in, whatever. So they're more likely to fix it than somebody's got a $500 six-year-old washing machine. And I will tell you this much, the manufacturers are raising the cost of parts such that I saw this in the TV industry where it became a point that hardly anybody's fixing. They just went out and bought another new one. Okay? Which is nice for the manufacturers. It cuts down their investment and providing support of parts and stuff. This is what happened. The same thing with TV industry. You don't have anybody fixes TVs anymore. But one time that was a big business. So I told Dave, we got to get a little a head step ahead of us just because of that.
Okay. Now I see what you're saying. You definitely want to be in growth mode. You don't want to be left
right.
behind.
You don't want to be fighting with everybody either, you know. I think, and that's putting that way. We've seen a decline and change in the economy, and we're running into this problem already. You know, the guys say, oh, I can fix it for X number or whatever. And he's rubbing nickels to make dimes, my famous line. You know?
Yes. Okay. So you're looking for specifically refrigeration repair because that's more of a niche.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we'll do the rest of the work, but I mean, I want to keep, I have a big customer base, and so does he, of washers and dryers and dishwashers we do for people. But I want to, on top of that, try to climb, you know what I mean? You don't just change, pull the plug and go, you know what I mean?
No, absolutely. Yeah, no, you definitely want to build on what you have and then keep it relevant to what you're doing so that you constantly stay consistent in work and then grow your business that way. So I definitely understand that. Okay. So, I mean, with us, Wayne, you know, the major benefit, you know, I'm sure Dan told you, this position just became available within our company. We're definitely looking to fill this today. So what this means is that once we begin working with you on the first page of Google and Bing and those other directories that we mentioned earlier, we're going to close out the category, okay? Meaning we cannot work with anyone else who does what you do in the areas that you do it in. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So, with us being a Google Premier partner, you know, we're allowed to work with one, like I said, one service professional, one company per industry, per area, because at that point, if we were to work with, let's say, a competitor of yours, we would really just be competing against ourselves, and that doesn't make a whole lot of sense. So, you'll be exclusively the only one that we list in the area for exactly what you do.
Okay.
So, you know, we're going to cover, like I said, those directories, the map section on Google. We're also going to cover the initial content creation on Bing, all of the setups. We will do that. You're going to have a team working with you that's dedicated to, you know, your success. So we'll take care of all of that. And then also exposure, right? That covers every kind of homeowner there is. You know, people use iPhones, people use Androids, people use desktops and laptops and tablets these days. So we are going to get you on, you know, that exposure across all of those different devices.
Yep.
Yeah, so I mean, you know, with this, the way that it goes is that we don't run off of contracts. You know, we don't have any like hidden pay per click or pay per lead fees or anything like that. It's, you know, a flat monthly rate month to month.
I'm very familiar with that stuff.
Oh, you've used the service
many a time.
Ah.
I've seen that so much in my lifetime, I always laugh.
Okay. Yeah, no, yeah, definitely don't want to do that. You know, our goal isn't to just provide you with random leads that we're dishing out to four or five other people. Our goal is to help you grow your brand. That way, everything that comes from that growth, you take with you as the business owner. So, with that, you know, your pricing is going to be set just at a flat monthly rate of $249 month to month there.
Right.
Now, of course, you know, this program, it comes with a one-time setup fee of $99 just to cover the programming. So, I mean, the initial investment for the first, I mean, the initial investment to get started on the first month is $348. And then, like I mentioned, after that, it'll drop down to $249. We want to gain your business, you know, each and every month. So we're definitely performance-based. That's why we don't have contracts. We want you to see that this works, and then we earn your business for you to continue with us the next month.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
So, you know, to give an example of really how this is going to work, okay, you know, if someone is searching for, let's say, refrigeration repair near me, or, you know, appliance services near me. What's going to happen is you will be one of the top recommended companies on the first page. So with you having all of the expert industry knowledge of your business, you're going to tell us specifically, you know, what keywords you want us to code for you, right? As long as they're services that you offer, that way, once someone is in your area, and like I said, they're looking for those specific examples, you're going to be found as soon as any of those phrases are typed in. The crazy thing about this is that the companies that are already doing this, the ones that are already on the first page of Google, they are capitalizing on over 90% of the keyword searches done daily in your area. Yeah. So actually, Wayne, while we were talking, when you mentioned that you really want to target, you know, refrigeration repair services, I went ahead and I just entered in those keywords into our analytics. And in your area, in the last 30 days, of course, there's been a little over 1,200 searches done on average. 1,213, actually.
Yep. And most of them are probably LG refrigerators.
Oh, boy. I see why they want you to work for you.
They've got big problems. That's why they don't pay well. My LG factory authorized because they got so many of them out there that aren't doing very well.
Okay.
If you go look up LG refrigerators, you're going to see there's a lot of complaints.
Okay, well, I'm going to take your word for it, Wayne, and I'll steer clear of those LG refrigerators. I definitely don't want that. So, yeah, I mean, with this, we definitely have to get you capitalizing on a percentage of these searches done in your area. Because, you know, Wayne, 9 out of 10 buying decisions right now are actually done from the first page of Google. Okay?
Yep. So, well, I know that.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're going to target specific locations, both computer and mobile devices, and we're also going to market towards your peak business hours of the day. Have you noticed a particular time that you're the most busy throughout your workday?
Probably in the morning.
Okay.
It seems to be people just make more calls then, you know. There's twice as much in the morning there as in the afternoon. And then again, usually the afternoon's later in the afternoon, too. But the people are coming home from work or playing golf or something.
Right. Okay. So you're noticing a trend. Maybe people are calling before work or before their day starts and then after work once they're wrapping up the day. Okay. Perfect. So with Facebook, Wayne, I mean, do you have a social media presence right now? Have you made a business page or anything like that?
I think there's one in Jupiter Electronics. See, we were working on through Yelp, JTAR, okay, which was stands for Jupiter TV and Appliance Repair. Okay, and we were trying to abbreviate it to JTAR. Okay.
But
Yelp kind of fell apart on that.
Okay. Is there something that you could, attribute that to? Maybe what happened with Yelp?
But Yelp's not doing well.
Sure.
The person I knew personally, she quit them and whatever. It's been kind of a, you know what I mean?
Sure.
I don't
sure.
know. Yeah, I have keywords, you know. Go ahead.
No. I'm listening to you.
I'm working on keywords right now, so I'm sure it'll grow cool.
Oh, no, that's perfect. Yeah, no, that's great. So what we'll do, if you don't have a Facebook page, do you have a personal Facebook page by chance?
Yes, I do.
Excellent. Okay. So what we will do is we will, because we're going to link your business page to your personal page. That way you have access to everything that we're doing. But we're going to build out a business page specifically for your business. Now, the great news with Facebook and what we've noticed is that the demographic that uses this are definitely, you know, the homeowners, right? The younger crowd uses Instagram these days. So we found that Instagram didn't work that great, not compared to Facebook. So the way that this works is, you know, we manage Facebook advertising just as another effective way to increase your business leads. With these Facebook ads, we are going to target your audience so that obviously you reach more people who are actually interested in your business. Of course, you know, everybody's online these days on social media, so it's a great way to maintain relationships with your current customers and then also, you know, potential new customers for you as well. But, I mean, really getting down into it, what this actually means for you, Wayne, is that anytime anyone is on Facebook searching or viewing pictures and stories, they're going to be exposed to your business. So like earlier, you know, when we talked about Google and someone types in refrigerator repair near me or something like that, if they're looking on the first page of Google and for some reason they didn't make a decision, if they got, you know, swept into something else or what have you, then what we'll do is we will go ahead and retarget those same customers on Facebook. So your ad is going to show up on their feed on both their desktop and mobile devices. So, I mean, you know, simply put, the more that JTAR is shown to relevant viewers, the better your conversions will be, the more customers you are going to have. So, is all of that make sense? You have any questions about that?
I know this stuff.
Okay. Excellent. Okay. You sound very savvy. So I just like to make sure I didn't lose.
I've been around a few years.
I love it. I see why he calls you mature. You're very wise. So.
Oh yeah, they call me up about stuff. You ever seen this? I go, don't do it. They go, why? And I tell them, oh, I didn't know that. And I go, yeah, don't.
Yeah.
Or that's
okay.
A good deal, whatever.
Right. No, that's good. That's good. Definitely should always listen to people who have that life experience. So, with this, Wayne, you know, we don't want you to just take our word for it, right? With this program, it comes with a customized tracking and reporting system. So, what you're going to be able to do is you are going to be able to see, obviously, what keywords that you are listed for, how many clicks you're receiving from those, and then also even the location of the search that was performed for your business. In addition to this, we are also going to track how many phone calls you receive from new clients. It's very important, not just all phone calls, but specifically how many calls you receive from new clients. So you have access to this customized tracking and reporting system. We call it a dashboard. So your dashboard, you have access to 24/7 all the time. So as the data comes through, you know, if you want to add or change up keywords, run promotions, or literally change any content, you can do so with the assistance of your account management team. That is the team that is going to, you know, be dedicated to your business and your success and making sure that we are optimizing your business as quick as possible to get to that first page. That's it. I mean, basically, you're going to have a client interview. You know, once we select the package, we get you going. Typically, the client interview is within the first 1 to 3 days. But honestly, Wayne, it's based on your availability. And I'm just going to tell you, the sooner you do that, the better, because the client interview is where the magic happens. Okay? The technician that you meet with, I'll introduce the two of you, of course, but once you meet with your technician, that's the person that's going to ask you, who has that specialized training through Google, okay, Wayne, what keywords do you want? Sounds like you've already got a head start on that, so that's great. They're going to go through, make sure that we have your Facebook business page looking exactly the way that you want. Do you have your own website, Wayne?
No, I don't.
Okay. So we definitely want to get
that
you.
I've got hacked here. I didn't even realize I'd been hacked. Somebody finally said something to me about it. Says, you know, blah, blah, blah. I said, what? And anyways, I went, you got to be kidding me. So it's my fault. I mean, I had a company doing all that for me, and apparently they went out of business. We didn't pay attention in the office, so.
Okay.
Anyways.
Let me pull up this. I see the website link here, actually. I'm going to pull this up right now as we're speaking. See here. Okay, I gotcha. So yeah, they were gonna make you post the domain there. Okay, so we need to get you a website as well. No worries on that. Can let the team know that too. So we need to get you a website so that you have access to that. That way, not only do you have a Google profile page, you have a Facebook business page, you have a website. Do you already have a Google business profile page? I know you've been at this a long time.
I don't think so. I don't.
Okay.
You know, I had a girl work in the office and whatever. Is it a Facebook business profile?
A Google business profile. Sorry.
I don't think so.
Okay. I'm just going to do a quick search here. Jupiter Electronics, possibly?
Yeah, that's what, you know, I've had that name for years and years and years.
Okay. Let me just make sure the phone number matches. So 561-746-0010, that's it. So it's there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So there is still a website then?
It's not a website. It's just if it's your Google business page. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So the only way people are, yeah, you're fine. The only way people are finding you right now on Google is if they knew your name and were specifically seeking out your business name. That would be the only way that you would be found right now on Google without getting you optimized to the first page. But the good news is that since you already have a Google business profile, we'll just need to program it, get it back up and running. But you don't have to go through, like, all of the verifications, and sometimes that can take a little bit. So that's the good news.
Let me ask you something. What was your name? I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. My name is Britt.
Britt?
Yeah, B-R-I-T-T.
Okay. Sorry about that. I didn't write it down.
It's okay.
All right, let me ask you something. I have my number intact all the way through the state. Okay, so I can do a, I want to change, Jupiter Electronics people don't know I do appliances, okay? Unless they've done work with me before.
Okay.
So the JTAR was a Jupiter TV and appliance repair, is what we were trying to do, okay? So can I take that Jupiter Electronics and then merge that or whatever you guys do on that end? It's Jupiter TV AR, JTAR?
JTAR? Yeah, what I'll do is as the business name, I will put that in as JTAR, and then we will be able to program everything to that name.
Right. Because all I got to do is with the state is go on my S-Corp and show that as a sub, what do we call it, sub-corporation, whatever they call it.
Oh, yeah, DBA.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's all.
Yeah. Sounds good.
That's why I was just asking, because in the midst of Yelp and all that, that whole thing got screwed up, and I just threw my hands up in the air, you know.
it can be frustrating.
Well, you know, there's a lot of people out there that I call wannabes, and, you know, that's their specialty, and some of them, I think, should go back to school or find a new career.
You know, sure.
I call them wannabes. We have them every, you know, I've been trying to get a garage door at the house, make it hurricane compliant. I'll tell you what, that's a business that's so unsupervised. I mean, it's a wild, wild west. Unbelievable. Trying to get something done around your house. Good luck. And anyways, boy, I'm in the midst of that. And it's, I'll tell you what, trying to get a building permit. I mean, I swear, nobody can do anything right. The only thing they can do right is do it wrong. Do you know what I mean?
Sure,
oh, wow.
Sure. No,
anyway,
I understand.
Let me ask you another question. While we're working on this, I got under JTAR, I think it's under Yelp, we had 9 reviews. We used to have, like, a lot of reviews, okay, and the Google side of it, and those all got lost. But anyways, there's one bad review on there. Is there any way to get that off there or no?
So under Yelp, your name is actually Jupiter TV and Appliances Repair. They did not put JTAR. Let me take a look here. You have a 4.0 with those 9 reviews.
Right, and that one review on there is a focus playing game. He's trying to scam. I'll be honest with you.
Oh, I see.
He tried to scam him. Yeah, he was trying to tell me just do this. I said, FPL requires us a form that I have to fill out to do the job. Okay? Him and I went around the bush. 4 phone calls, and he didn't look out the form. He said, FPL told me I don't need it. And I said, that's bullshit. I knew he was lying then, and then whatever. And he kept saying, just condemn them till I get new TVs. I said, no, I have to inspect the units, okay?
Sure.
This bullshit ender, I mean, this guy's not what I call, good thing I didn't do business with him, because he probably would have got me in more goddamn trouble than he did. You know what I'm saying?
Sure, no, I understand. I mean, with this on Yelp, with Yelp being their own directory, we don't have authority, us here at Local Splash to actually remove that review, and I don't want to make any false promises.
No, that's fine. I understand. I'm asking the questions.
Yeah.
Because one time they told me, don't ever respond to a bad review. Yelp did.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hmm.
They said that, don't respond to it. So I have not responded to it. Because once you respond to it, whatever they have to say about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, with us, Wayne, you know, with that dashboard that you're going to get, you're going to be able to have a review tool so that any customers that you do get off of the, you know, first page of any of these directories that we're going to list you on, you'll be able to send out your specific link. That way they're, you know, verified reviews.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah, so no worries on that.
Yeah, I'll have to get – I wonder if I got an order. They called me for Yelp data. For the rep. I gotta talk to him too. Tell him about that.
Yeah, definitely. I would definitely let them know the situation with that. I mean, try to get that off of there. I mean, all of the rest of your reviews, everyone says great things, just kind of looking at the other
end. I knew it. That's what I said. He was scamming, and I should have kicked him to the curb at the beginning.
Yeah.
I don't have the form. I'm not going to do anything. I need the form. And number two, I charge them out to take a look at the unit. And he kept saying, condemn them, condemn them. I'm not going to condemn them. I have to inspect. That's all. Simple as that. He knows. Anybody in the business knows that's how you do it. Let's put it this way. Even my customers know. FPL tells them, we'll send you the form. Blah, blah, blah. You have to have the company fill it out. I have to put my license on there and all that stuff. FPL won't accept it if it's not done correctly.
Right. Yeah. That makes sense.
You know, he was playing. That's when he kept doing what he was doing. I kept telling him that they have a form. Oh, they don't need that form. I'm like, baloney. You know, baloney. So anyways, I'm wasting your time. Sorry. It just gets some of these people, they try playing games, so, and it's ridiculous. I don't understand it, but anyway.
No, it wastes a lot more time. If you'd just be straightforward and upfront, everything would be a lot smoother. So I understand what you mean.
That's what it is.
So,
all right, so where do we go from here?
Yeah, absolutely. So what we need to do here, Wayne, is what is your last name, sir?
M-E-T-O-T.
M-E-T-O-T. Very good. Okay. And then the email address looks like mmetot7@gmail.com. That's the best one?
That's my personal one.
Okay. Do you have a business email that you wanted to use?
Yes, I do, believe it or not. It's Jupiter. TV.appl@gmail.com.
Okay, so just to make sure, jupitertv.appl?
@gmail.com.
Okay. All right. sure that this saves here. So jupitertv.appl@gmail.com. That is now saved as your business address, or excuse me, email address. What is your business address?
Pardon? I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. What's your business address?
What email address you mean?
No, sir.
The business here. We work strictly at a home in a warehouse. No in-home.
Okay.
Carry-in service.
No worries. We just have to put down an address. If it's a personal address, we'll hide it on Google.
Yeah. It's my personal address.
Okay. What is that?
Yeah, I gotta make sure we do the, create that website or do the advertising that's now carrying. Or, you know, strictly in-home service.
Right, absolutely, absolutely. So when we do this, it's not going to be like a Maytag store or a storefront. It's strictly you come to them service. Understood.
Yeah. You would
no
be
worries.
Surprised. Some people try to carry in refrigerator. Even a refrigerator. They have to try to bring a refrigerator to me to save money.
Oh, no.
Yeah. You guys know how heavy that damn thing is and stuff.
I bet. I couldn't imagine carrying that to and from. I could not imagine.
There are people out there short of peanut butter and fluff sandwich. It really are.
I mean,
I just laugh.
I was about to say, what else can you do sometimes? You just have to.
Yep.
All right. So this address, is it going to be 126 Spoonbill Court?
Yes, that is correct.
And then just to make sure, obviously Jupiter, Florida, 33458.
Yeah.
Okay, very well. Get that in there. We'll save this. Update. Okay. Okay, now from here, we're going to get you set up with the package that we talked about at $249, with the setup fee. Okay. Okay. Get that in there. So I'm saving this here. Give my system just 1 second to upload here. Make sure we got you set up correctly. Okay. Very good. All right. So, what we'll do here, once we go through this, you are definitely going to be receiving some emails on, making sure that we have everything that we need for Google verification. So they're going to ask you for, like, your pictures of license, any insurance that you have for the business. All of that will be in the email. I just didn't want you to be caught off guard if you see those. Now, just to make sure, the business name. So currently it is like with the state registered as Jupiter TV and Appliance Repairs with an DBA.
Jupiter Electronics.
Jupiter Electronics,
and I got to do the DBA, JTAR.
Okay. Okay. So JTAR is what you want the business name to be.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me update this here. Okay, perfect. All right, so just to give you a timeline, that way you know what this is going to look like. We've already talked about the client interview, right? That's going to be in the first 1 to 3 days. Here in a second, I'll tell you what slots we have available, and we'll work this out with the best time that you're available so that we give you a call at the appropriate time. So this call takes anywhere, 30 minutes, sometimes an hour, just depending on, you know, what questions come up or lack thereof. So just kind of schedule that out there. Now, in your first 5 to 7 days, this is when you're going to get access to your dashboard, okay? So it takes us 5 to 7 days to really create that so it's customized to you and your business. In your first 7 to 14 days, that's when the website can be up, Facebook ads. Now, as far as, like, being listed on the first page of Google, we typically have a timeline of 30 to 45 days at least. So that's just the timeline there so that you know. And then once you really have all of the data to support you on your dashboard, anytime you need to change anything, you can do so at any point in time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, very good. All right, so before I process your payments, I am going to walk you through what is called a voice verification recording, okay? The reason being is because we're going to enter this verbal agreement, no contract, and it's really just an added form of protection for you. We're also going to send this to you in writing with your invoice once we process payment. As I'm walking you through this, Wayne, if there is anything that you do not understand, just do me a favor and stop me so that we can review and clarify, and I will definitely rephrase it for you. I do that just because I really want to make sure that you have a firm understanding before I process the transaction. Sound good?
Yep, so far.
Okay. All right. Welcome to we've gotten through all of the hard part. Explaining how it works is the hard part, so we're good to go, Wayne. All right, here we go.
I'm going to say something. I had another company called Simply Biz.
Uh-huh.
And I'll tell you what, they copied the website from Yelp. He said, oh, we're going to fix it. I'll do all these wonderful things. He didn't do it. $4.99, he won $99 a month afterwards. He didn't do anything but copy the damn website over.
Oh, yeah.
You cannot copy that thing. Do you not understand?
Yeah.
Anyways, they were scamming so bad. I put the squash to him. He's mad. So,
yeah, unfortunately, you know, there's
a bad review on him because he doesn't take reviews on his site.
Really?
Smart man.
Ah.
Yeah. You can't put any reviews on there. I should have realized when I looked that up and it was that way that he had to be a skunk. You know what I mean? But he stunk.
Oh, no. Well, yeah, that's interesting that he doesn't have a way to leave reviews.
Oh, yeah. Well, that way he can screw everybody and nobody's going to know the difference. Nobody can complain, right?
Right. Yeah, that makes sense. It's just very unfair.
Yeah, when you see I should have known. I know better. When you see things like that where you can't do reviews and stuff on somebody, good chances are they're scamming.
Stay away from that all the time.
Yeah, I mean, it's some of the things I know better, but I didn't pay attention. My fault.
Hey, yeah. You know what? You were out there trying to do the right thing for your business. That's not on you, you know? That's not you.
No, I know it, but same token. You know, people can't be honest anymore. Everybody wants to be rich. That's the trouble. They'll do anything. Well, they do anything to make money. You know, they'll sell whatever. All right, so go ahead. I'm taking off course, ma'am. Sorry.
No, you're totally fine. Okay, so we're going to go through with the voice verification here. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and again, is an added form of protection for you. So, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
You want the Jupiter Electronics or the Jupiter TV and Appliance?
So whichever you state is what I have to put on the business name here.
All right. Jupiter TV Appliance. Yeah, Jupiter TV Appliance Repair.
Okay.
I had to think for a second.
That's okay. All right. Now, please state your full name and title within the business.
Full name is Melvin Wayne Neacott. I'm the owner of the business and president of the S Corp.
Excellent. Thank you. Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay. You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided, you will be provided with a security question to verify call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. So when we get into billing, Wayne, you and I will set up your security question and you will provide me with the answer. Okay. That way, anytime that you get a phone call from Local Splash and you want to verify that it's us, you can just say, hey, what's my security question? And we'll be able to verify that.
Okay. Can I use the word a-hole?
I mean, I wouldn't recommend it, Wayne.
Because everybody would know it. I know.
Okay. All right. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have a pen available?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Calls are always going to come from this number I'm about to provide you. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right. 877-635-6225. All right?
Mm-hmm.
My great suggestion is that, you know, you please save our 877 number as Local Splash under your contacts. It's just another form of you know who's calling you.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, I know how to do that. I saw that once on TV.
Okay. Good stuff. Good stuff, Wayne. All right. So, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yeah, I would disclose that, yes.
Okay. Very well. Your payment for the initial term and the account setup will be charged today, May 30th, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $348. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 30th day in the amount of $249. This will be a recurring payment. Wayne, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225, and you are going to speak with a live representative. You must speak with a live representative in order to cancel. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Your billing day is always on the 30th of the month, so that you know that.
Okay, got that.
Okay, all right. Very well. So, do you understand and agree to these terms as we have read and stated them in the voice verification?
Yes.
Very well. Okay. Wayne, on your for billing information, how does the name read on your card? This has to be very exact, please.
It can either be my business or my name. That's how it's set up.
No worries.
Which would you rather do?
Is it on the card? Is it Melvin Wayne?
Yep.
Okay, and then your last name, obviously Metot.
That's Metot for short.
Metot. Perfect. So, so is
well,
it going to be
that.
Visa?
Use that name.
Okay. All right. Will do.
Yep.
Very good.
Yeah, this is a Visa.
Visa. All right. Very good. I'm ready for the card numbers when you are, please.
4046 0120 0992 2884.
Excellent. Expiration date, month and year?
0727.
July 2027. Very well. And the security 3-digit security code on the back?
634.
634. Perfect. Okay, so Wayne, here's the part where we select a security question. You have three options on your security question: mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one do you want?
My mother's maiden. You said my mother's maiden name or first name?
Your mother's maiden name.
Watkins.
Okay, that's what we'll go. And just to make sure for spelling, that's W-A-T-K-I-N-S.
Correct.
Okay. Excellent. Okay. All right. Pulling up this invoice, and I am processing this now. Once this is processed, Wayne, you are going to get a text message with our terms and conditions. I do have to be on the phone with you as you go through those and pull those up just so that I can make sure it's you who is agreeing to them and not someone without your knowledge.
Yeah, I'll hang them.
Give it 1 second here to process, and then you will be able to see that text message come through. Okay. Let me know.
You want my personal cell? You want my personal cell number on that? If you guys want to communicate with me, because the 561-746 is a business phone. I have two phones: one's personal, one's business.
Absolutely. Go ahead and give me the cell phone number, please.
Personal one is 561-676-0950.
Mm-hmm. Got it. I'm going to update this right now. Thanks.
Yeah, this makes it easier because after hours I don't answer the business phone unless I know I'm going to get a call.
No worries, Wayne. Give me just a second here. So I definitely want to be the first one to welcome you to Local Splash. You should have those terms and conditions there and coming through right now, and we'll go through those together. I just sent you a refreshed link, so it should be the...
I got it.
Okay, perfect. Go ahead and click on that link for me, Wayne.
Yep.
It's gonna open up and say Local Splash terms of experience.
Yep.
Excellent. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, scroll down to the bottom. Click the two boxes certifying that you are the person who made the purchase today and that you will receive text messages. And then
you got my phone number, my mobile phone. Is that going to show up as a business phone or no?
Nope, it will not. No, your business number will be your business number ending in 0010.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
Yes.
I don't need that first mistake.
No, absolutely not.
Okay. So what do I do? Click on the box where it says click here and type your name as?
yes, when you sign your name, it will need to be your full first, middle, and last name.
All right, now what? Confirm
okay.
signature?
Yes, please.
I should have done that. Did it go through?
I'm checking it on my end right now. Give me just a second. So there should be two boxes before you go to your signature, Wayne, on that terms and conditions. There should be two boxes just like certifying and approving that you are the one who made the purchase. Yes. You have to click those two boxes.
All right, then hit confirm.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, now it's looking for username and password.
Okay. Now, your username is going to be your business phone number. And your password
has no
been emailed.
They're all one. Wait a minute. Username
okay.
just strictly the phone number, no dashes or spaces in it, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And sometimes I run into that when you do business, something that goes, oh, you got to put the dashes in there or something. I said, you got to be kidding
nope.
me.
Nope. No, it's all right. We like to keep it very simple for you.
Don't make it that easy. I won't like it. All right. Now we're going to do for a password.
All right. Your password is all lowercase.
Okay.
And it's S-E-M Yahoo. Y-H or Y-A-H-O-O.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. So it's S-E-M Y-A-H-O-O.
That's correct. All one word, no
okay.
spaces, all lowercase.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Sounds good.
Very good. Okay. Now what we need to do is we need to schedule your client interview, what we've been talking about. Now, I'm going to be honest
yeah.
with you, Wayne, the sooner the better, okay? So.
Well, I know. I understand.
Okay. Let's see what we have available here for time slots. All right. So, Wayne, today is ending on the 30th. Can we do this tomorrow? What times work for you tomorrow? The first available appointment time we have tomorrow is 10 a.m. And that's 10 a.m., 10 to 11
right.
Eastern Standard Time.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
All right, let's do the 10 a.m. I'll make a point of it.
Okay. Yes, you are going to get a text and an email reminder 1 hour before your client interview, Wayne, so that you have that.
Okay.
Very
all
well.
Right, good.
Okay. Now, I will send this over to you as an invite as well. So if you accept it, that's great. That makes sure that you get all reminders pertaining
yes,
to this client.
Is that going to come across the phone or on my email?
It will be on your email. Yeah, it actually do both. Text and email for the reminder. All right, Wayne. So I will send out this email reminder, and you will have a call. I will be on the call with you at first to introduce you to the technician, and then I will leave it
okay.
to the technician and you to make sure that you're set up correctly, okay?
All right, sounds good.
All right, Wayne. Hey, thank you so much for all of your time. It really was a pleasure speaking with you. And, again, welcome to Local Splash.
Okay, great. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Have a great day now.
Yep, you too, then. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
You have been kicked from this conference.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm not. Yes, perfect. Okay, thank you. Thank you. Bye. Hey, I'm here. Thank you. I know I totally missed the notes on that.